Jimmy Smith was laying down an incredible riff on a wall of kinetic sound that was oozing out of my car radio. I was on my way back from a singing gig at an Indian restaurant. Saturday night is jazz night in the city by the bay. On my approach to the Bay Bridge, I could see the fog was cold and watery wet as it lay low and crept along like soldiers on night patrol in Vietnam. I steered my Chevy Nova like it was a priceless Lamborghini, man, straight into the musical transition of thought. No traffic on the B Bridge, 2 a.m. on the steel span, and all was right with me. Jimmy Smith with friends Kenny Burrell, Stanley Turrentine, and drummer Donald Duck Bailey were my musical guides for the ride. I dug deep, man. I had to slow down. The fog was horror movie thick. Now I had time to think to the 100th power. Sure enough, it came up with Don Patterson, Richard Groove Holmes, Charles Erlin, George Fame, Wild Bill Davis, Shirley Scott, Big John Patton, Babyface Wallet, Larry Young, Brother Jack McDuff, Jimmy McGriff. That's where it's at, baby. The royal bloodline of B3 players who brought us into R&B, pop, rock and roll, and soul jazz. In the swinging future goes Joey D. No boundaries, no limits. Back at the chicken shack, people dancing to a cooking groove, breaking out into a funk sweat. We're boogie brewing, booing for my B3. Well, your twisted sister never danced like that. Billy Jones was stacking the beat, man, shaking the shack down to its feet. Back at the chicken shack, people dancing to a cooking groove, shaking the shack down to its feet. Misty, jazzy night? Or was it that I actually got paid to sing jazz? No, it was Jimmy Smith's plane that was vibing me along the steel rail, man. The joyous atmosphere that hung in dense textures of musical thought was punctuating my life like bayonets, turning to thumbprints on my consciousness and my creative mind. It was in thick reference to the wet fog rippling around the bridge. Like fingers on a hammer B3, Jimmy and me, free to be, baby. Jimmy and me,